Peter, we were just talking a second ago about CERT and the New York Times' claim that more Gaddafi forces control the city than previously thought. You were explaining that really isn't the case. Just talk a bit more about that.
Yeah, I mean, the places where I've been, I mean, you know, given that on Friday when the advance started, essentially the government forces were by and large shelling from sort of a road out in some desert of the town. I mean, you know, they've captured the Ouagadougou complex, they've captured the hospital, they've captured the entire university district, which I've just driven through. It feels like a longish drive now to get to the front lines from where we're staying, which is on that, you know, in a house on that desert road. I mean, they are, you know, 3-4 kilometres into a city that's not very big. And where I was last night was about a kilometre and a half from the sea. And that, I mean, it's not a straight line, but you have on the west side of the city forces a long way in. I'm sitting down now looking over at the Mediterranean, sort of breakers crashing on the beach here on the east side of the city. That is pushing right into the east, and so essentially you've got sort of what you could call a decreasing pocket. And although some days they don't seem to take very much ground, you know, it's always at least 500 metres, and to tell the truth, 500 metres in the city that's only 6-7 kilometres deep, you know, it's getting smaller and smaller by the day, and the amount of return fire every day seems to decrease. I mean, we were caught in a counterattack yesterday, I think, as I said earlier, and it was a couple of RPGs, no mortars, no grads, there was some sniper fire, there was no heavy machine gun fire, and it seems as though, you know, they're trying to hold their position, but with very little resources. And the deserters who drove past me near the hospital yesterday, you know, about a dozen of them, we have to say, in a pretty sorry state. You know, they were emaciated, exhausted, defeated-looking guys being driven out of the city.
So, do you think it's going to fall pretty soon?
You know, the defenders are pretty tenacious, because I think quite a lot of them have got nothing to lose and are pretty scared about what will happen to them if they're captured. But it's inevitable, and you know, it could be tomorrow, it could be the end of the week, but I can't see it being very much more long drawn out than that.
What's the latest estimate for the number of Gaddafi loyalists still fighting, and the number of civilians trapped there?
You know, I have, since I've been in the city, apart from at the hospital where I saw some civilians. And only in one neighbourhood have I seen a civilian who stayed, who was an old man who was being taken out by, you know, the pro-government forces. And, you know, every day there are streams of cars coming out by every entrance, leaving the town. The residential districts are ghost towns. I mean, they're absolutely deserted. I looked around a couple of houses yesterday, and it just looks as though people have just fled and just taken blankets and nothing else. As far as the number of fighters, that is just, I mean, I've heard so many estimates. I mean, the top estimate I've heard of pro-Gaddafi fighters in the town is about 2,000. But, you know, you're not seeing any bodies. I mean, I've seen probably wounded and captured 30 or 40. Some have probably escaped one way or another by laying down their arms and leaving with families. There are people saying that it could be between 200 and 400, but because the positions are really good, I mean, I've just been down in this underground bunker system near where the front line in the middle of the city is. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, there are rooms, conference rooms, there's an oxygen generating system down there. I mean, there was a smell of something dead. I think someone had died in there. And, you know, they're deep.
NATO has hit CERT only once in the last week. Any more sign of NATO activity today?
We heard some booms during the night, which sounded louder than the usual booms. So there was some speculation that there could have been some NATO strikes last night. We hear the jets overhead. But I haven't actually seen a NATO strike since I've been here. So I think there has been a decision made that the Libyan government, the new Libyan government, needs to do this on its own.
Why?
I think there is concern about sort of the danger of civilian casualties. I think there is concern that it should be seen as a Libyan affair. I mean, this when it's finally over and when Sirte's captured, will trigger the sort of declaration of the full liberation of Libya, even though Bani Walid is still holding out. And I think there is a sort of feeling that this has to be done by Libyans for Libya rather than... And it's not necessarily the kind of thing that NATO jets... It's not like there are a lot of grads firing out anymore. I mean, since I've been here, I don't think I've seen a grad fired from the Gaddafi side or heard incoming tank fire. I mean, you know, I don't think they've got that capacity anymore. And sort of dropping large bombs on two snipers in a house, I mean, I don't think they would argue there'd be much military utility in that.
We were talking on Friday, and the background noise alone made it sound extraordinarily sort of fierce, the fighting. Give us an idea of the intensity of the fighting today.
From the government side, I mean, it sounds fierce. I mean, it can be a little bit deceptive because there is a tendency on the government side to technicals with anti-aircraft guns and then sort of bad guys running.